All right. Thanks again, Michael. Great job. N5QIQ. Appreciate you doing that control for us again this evening. Great job as always. And I also forgot to mention the next net coming up in, 26 minutes. I mentioned this net, SU net, but I forgot the next net at 8 o'clock. People can just stay on here or reconnect on here if they want to, on EchoLink, or through the ELMA repeater. For the, or no, not to the ELMA repeater. Can't stay on that. I can't keep those both connected. You can connect to my EchoLink node, KDADX-R. It'll be connected to the Okemos repeater, the 14539 repeater down in Okemos, on the WKAR tower, channel 23, for the 8 p.m. Information and Traders Net, I believe is what it's called. So, yeah, if anybody wants to stay on or reconnect, I mean, this is always here and always available. I mean, so it can always be used. I try to keep it online and functioning most of the time. It usually is on, so. Just to throw that out there. Yeah, until Procom removes repeaters at least. And then we fail over to the Ipica repeater from the Elm repeater. But anywho's, yeah, usually we have MSU connected to ELMA these days for interoperability for these nets and such. So, but if for some reason there's an issue with the ELMA repeater, we switch over to the Ipica repeater. So. We're good to go. Got backups now, nowadays. So, yeah, 7-3s. Thanks, everybody, for joining. And hopefully we'll hear you back on here at 8 o'clock for the 8 p.m. Information and Traders Net tonight and then tomorrow night for the 8 p.m. MSU Net. 7-3s, KDADAX. We'll be clear and monitoring.
KDQYD. NADMH, you're, I don't know if you realize it, but you're patching two different networks together right now. I'm not sure what net's going on, but you've got it patched into the Northern Michigan repeater network, and you're tying up a dozen or so repeaters that aren't usually associated with that. So please, when you are monitoring multiple networks, please make sure you use the local monitor function. NADMH.